says, "Then the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion." And as I stood here on the platform, the Holy Spirit said, there's a returning coming. There's a returning coming. There are people that have been redeemed, but God said, hear the word of the Lord. There's a returning coming to His house. There's a returning coming to His body. There are many God has redeemed. And the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord in the last days will be on your sons and daughters. I hear the voice of the Lord saying there's a returning coming to Petersburg. There's a returning coming to the houses of God. Those you've prayed for, those that have gone astray, those that have been driven away, those that have been hurt. The Word of God is telling me to tell you that they're going to come with singing unto Zion. And God's going to restore their joy that sin and the world and the devil stole. I hear the Word of the Lord saying there's a returning coming to my house this year. Give God a praise, somebody. God bless you. You may be seated today. What a wonderful presence of the Lord here. You know, God loves you so much. He made a covenant with you. He said, I'm never going to leave you. Never, 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 never. The world, the flesh, and the devil does everything to convince you that God isn't near you. I'm here to tell you this morning, God will never leave you. You know, people today are suffering from separation anxiety disorder. People today are separated. People today are lonely, and people today are sad. But I got some good news for you. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be full of an anxiety because you feel no one cares. My Savior said, I'm not going to leave you. You might feel like I've left. You might leave me, but I'm not going to leave you. It's like what Ruth said to Naomi, where thou goest, I will go. My God, your God will be my God. I will never leave you. What a type of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I love this scripture in Hebrews 13 verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God bless the reading of his word this morning. You know, there's only one help that we need today. And that's one person, and his name is our Lord Jesus. You know, many people feel that God's not with them because they've stopped praying. Many people feel God is left them because they do not gather with other saints to pray. Can I tell you in this hour that your prayer life is the gasoline for your spiritual life? You cannot make it. I cannot make it. My goodness, these last 3 months, I feel like I've been in a battle that I have never been in my life. I feel we're on the front lines. I feel like weariness tries to come on every side. Who's with me? Who understands this? And that's when you got to pray. And not only individual. Some people love to pray by themselves, but they won't pray with a gathering. Not scriptural, not true. It's selfishness. Listen, we need to pray every time we have an opportunity. We need to come together. Why? Because he said, I'm never going to leave you. Amen. And there's people we want to rescue, isn't there? Isn't it the job of the church to rescue the perishing and bring a word to them? Amen. He said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You know, not only do we have a pandemic of a virus, we have a pandemic of loneliness. Not only were people lonely before this virus, but 46% of the people today in our nation say that they are lonely. And it's not only single people, it's married people, people with children. It just seems like this pandemic of isolation has caused a loneliness to grip people. I'm going to tell you what, God didn't make us to be alone. You know what? With the 2 billion or 1.5, how many billions going to be in heaven? We better get used to other people. I'm going to say it again. With the 2 billion people in heaven, we better get used and we better like other people. other people that might not look like us, act like us, think like us, have the same color, have vote the same. We better like each other, love each other, because we're going to heaven and there's a billion or 2 billion people there. God leaves us here so we can work it out here so he doesn't have to work on us up there. Amen. Loneliness is accompanied by emotional suffering, the pain of feeling separated and disconnected. Wow, what a ploy from hell to try to get people isolated and lonely and fearful. You know what? You can be in a crowd and be lonely. You know, the Bible tells us God is a God of love. And only love, not only from God, but from your brother and sister, can help cure that loneliness. He says four things. Number one, let your conversation be without covetousness, greed. Why is he saying that? He's saying because if you love things and love money, then you worship that more than your Savior. So if your money's gone and the things you love rust out, you're going to be lonely. But how many know that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Be free from the love of money. Be free from the love of things. Because you can't love money and love Jesus at the same time. You can love money and come to church, but you can't love money and love Jesus at the same time. Let your conversation, your talk about free from covetousness. The second thing he says, be content with such things as you have. We live in a world today that people are not content. Bigger house, bigger boat, bigger car, bigger job, bigger paycheck. Listen, one wife, another husband, 4 children, 5 children, 10 children. We're not content. But you know what? If I'm not content with the goodness God has given me, it's an indirect reflection that I'm not content with God himself. And if I'm not content with God, then I'm going to feel lonely. Third thing he said, I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You know, not just saying it from your mind, but how many have been in situations if God had not come and helped you? Am I the only one? How many have been in situations? Well, can I just give you a little clue here? We are in a situation now. And it's not just an individual thing where you can't pay your rent or your car blew up. This is a corporate thing that we need help. It's not only personal things, but we, listen, folks, not only our nation, our world, we need God's help. My desperation for God will only manifest in my desire to know him, to pray, to be part of his kingdom. God, you know what this thing has done? This pandemic, all the other things that have come with that, after that, listen, this has caused us to throw away some baggage we really didn't need anyway. Get back to the basics. My walk with God, my walk in the Word, and my walk in love towards other people. It's brought us right back to the basics. And I don't know, I've never been in the army. I've never been on the battlefield. We have some here, honorable men and women that have. But I'm thinking this, Brother Mike, when you're on that battlefield, you've got to have things simplified. You've got to have things right. 1, 2, 3. This is how we go forth, not 1, 10, 5. And see, God has brought us to the place to simplify our spiritual life again. Prayer, the Word, obedience, loyalty, serving the house of God, serving our community. He's brought us right back to the basic things that work. And then he said, I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. I can see it every time I go to the store. I have my mask on. I wear my mask everywhere. I can see fear in people's eyes that I've never seen. There's a fear there that has kind of just surrounded our world, our nation, our world, everywhere. Well, I believe that perfect love casts out fear. That doesn't mean there's not the reality of being wise, But I don't have to live in a fear-tormented life because of a germ that came from the pit of hell. I will not do it. I'm not going to bow to a germ and not bow to my Savior. My times are in His hands. I'm going to go forth. You see, that's where the 10 spies got off in the book of Numbers. Even though there were giants, even though there were giants of viruses and hate and whatever, 10 of them said, we're not able to go forth. 2 of them said, yes, we are. Guess what? Didn't we just cross the Red Sea? Didn't God open that up? Come on, we can do this thing. Turn to somebody and say, we can do this thing. Now, a couple things about prayer before we move on and talk about Daniel a moment, or the three Hebrew children. I wrote this down. God seems farther away when we fail to pray. Yeah. And like I said, some people, they got a great personal prayer life, but you never see them at a prayer meeting. Well, you got to come. Listen, it can't just be about us, myself. It's got to be about everybody, right? So let's come together. Let's pray. Let's do this thing. Amen. How about this? Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Gave thanks 3 times a day. That's a good starting place, isn't it? Sometimes we go for weeks without thanking God. Prayer in the early church for Peter in prison was answered while they were praying. Pastor Tim, don't we want to go to the place? Well, why? While I'm praying, the answer's happening. Come on, I believe that God in this hour, if He can find us trustworthy and to walk upright, He said, then you can ask and you shall receive. I'm believing that before I go to heaven in my chariot. Yes. I believe. Prayer in early church for Peter, like I said, answered immediately. How about this? Prayerlessness is the great neglect of the modern day religious church. Oh, yeah. No problem with choirs, no problem with musicians, no problem. We don't have any problem with this, we don't have a problem with feeding. It's prayerlessness. Let me just say this. Prayerlessness takes away the power from the church. Worship brings the presence of God. Prayer brings the power of God. And we can get off one way or the other. But you can't have the power of God only through worship. There's got to be the combination, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, not the effectual fervent worship, although the worship opens the heaven, prayer comes in, and we go in there to the throne, and we ask, and we have a prayer before God, and God answers it. So if the Rock Church, if Petersburg, if we're going to see God turn this around, each one of you here this morning must make a new commitment to individual prayer and corporate prayer. We're not going to get the ship out of the bay if we neglect that. Daniel chapter 3, verse 23. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. I want you to notice something here. They were bound when they went in. How many people are bound today? They're bound. And you can be the best Christian in your life. There is. And the most spiritual, and still be bound. I said you can still be bound by things. Things can bind you up. Things can get into your emotions. Things can get into your attitude. We can be bound. So what's the answer here? I love this story. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. Yeah, I'm sure he was. He rose up in haste. I'm sure he did. And spake, and he said unto his counselors, oh, I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this next question. Because people today have questions. Well, where is God in all this? Why does God allow this to happen? We've got the answer. Here's this king. He was a proud king. He made a golden image. But this is what he said. Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? Of course you did. He said they're bound. They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Now this next part
If you don't shout after I read it, you lost your shout, honey.
If you don't at least say praise the Lord, you lost your... At least if you don't raise your hands, half-mast. This is the most powerful sentence in the Bible. The most positive, comforting, strengthening verse anywhere about God never leaving us. He answered and said, I see four men loose. I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They didn't have a worship service. They didn't try to impress God. They held to their faith and their loyalty to Him. And they have no hurt. Things today will hurt you if you let them. And if you do get hurt, He still can free us from that hurt. There are things in life that are not fair. There are things in life that are detestable. There are things in life that are demonic from the gutter world. But God said, you don't have to be hurt when I show up. God saying, I'm in charge. And nobody gets away with nothing on God's watch. Come on, folks. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, and they walking. They're walking. Oh, my goodness. In the midst of the fire. Fire all around them, and they're walking. Come on, somebody. This happened. And they're not hurt. And the, get this, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. And you ought to give God a shout right now. Right now you ought to give Him a shout. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I don't care how hot the fire is. It was seven times hotter. I don't care how hot the fire is. I don't care how you've been hurt. I don't care how things have come against you and treated you wrong and unfair. He said, I'm not going to leave you. And if you stay close to me, you're going to walk with joy and peace and love. Why? Because God made a covenant with you. I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. Some of you are dealing with hurt this morning. Some of you watching by television are hurt. Some of you watching by television are in isolation. Let me tell you, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. God is with you through the fire, through the flood, and through the virus. And He does not want you alone and feeling lonely. Just as my children, I would not want to see them lonely and in a room somewhere by themselves. Father God said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to be with you. And as you come to your prayer time, as you pray with others, as you come to the house of God and worship, guess what? You might come in bound. You might have gone through the fire. You might feel like there's fire in your emotions and things. But as you come and take that step and the presence of God shows up, the fellowship of God and the Word of God, God said, I'm going to set you free. You're going to walk your walk. You're going to finish your course. curse. Why? Because I made you not to be alone. I made you for myself. I made you for others. And I tell you what, this morning, thank God for three Hebrew children. They didn't bow. And because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And I close with this. If you won't bow to hurt, bow to things that others do, you will not be hurt. You will walk your walk and finish your course for the glory of God. Come on, stand up, give God a praise, somebody. Hallelujah. Give God a praise, somebody. I know I'm preaching this morning. This is real to me. All of us have got to shake off battle weariness. We are weary in battle. But God says, I'm your refreshing. Remember this in the battle. The battle's not yours. But remember this. I'm not on vacation past planet Pluto. Well, they read it's not even a planet anymore. I'm with you. I'm with you in the fire. I'm with you with disappointment. I'm with you when your heart's breaking. I'm with you when you feel looked over, mislabeled, misused. I'm with you when all men say evil about you. I'm with you when you go to greet someone and you can tell they don't like you or the color of your skin. I've had that happen many times. I'm like, hey, I'm just saying hello to you. God's with you. If someone doesn't receive your peace, it comes back to you. God's word is true. I'm not going to feel isolated. I'm not going to feel lonely. I'm not going to allow hurt. I'm not bowing to that. I've bowed to that for years. I'm not bowing anymore to it. We're going to get through this together, folks. We're going to get through this together. We're way past, you know, people working out their own salvation without other people. Yeah, you work it out in your personal life, but we're way past we thinking we're going to do this ourselves. We way past that. We're going to have to do this together. We're going to have to walk. And when someone does come in bound and they've been through the fire, it's not our job to judge them. Because you were bound and I was bound even when we were Christians. And even when we were spiritual, we were still bound by things. Things can come and hurt you to the recesses of your very core. And you try to speak in tongues and try to worship, but that thing's there. I can't get free of it. I can't stop thinking about it. I'm not getting anything from church because that hurt is overwhelming me. Who am I talking to today? I've been there. I've had to get behind the pulpit. Still bound. God, help me get over that. Why did that bother me so much? But he's always been faithful to show up. He said, I'm not going to leave you. He's not going to leave his church, his bride, in this hour. He's not going to leave the Rock Church of Petersburg in this hour. He's not going to leave the city of Petersburg and Richmond in this hour. Because he'll find somebody to believe him. He'll raise up somebody that says, God, I believe you can get me through this fire. Because not everybody is going to believe it. Some are going to go and isolate and say, you know, let's just hunker down and die. Like Thomas, well, why don't we just, when Lazarus died, well, maybe we should die with him. But God's going to find somebody. He's going to find a people. I want to exhort you again as your spiritual father, pastor. Run to the prayer meetings. Run to pre-service prayer. We're not going to go forward just worship and hearing the word. That was great and wasn't great, whatever. We're in a new hour. We're going to do this thing. Nebuchadnezzar, he flipped out. Didn't we cast three bound? I see four. one of the few times the Lord Jesus Christ appeared in the Old Testament. This is one of them. That, to me, is just amazing. That's just beyond my comprehension. The Son of God came. What are you going through today? His presence, His word is here to heal you from any hurt. Life's not fair. But Jesus Christ came to give us a different life. That we live above the stuff that can pull you down. We all have to work through hurt, folks. Nobody's exempt. And I found out, if I'll draw near to Him, I might be crying. I might get up in the middle of the night and just put praise on and just help me, Jesus. I found out He always comes. He's always there. Don't you thank God for His house today? Don't you thank God that we're not like China, the burning churches? Most churches are underground, can't even assemble. That's how it was in Germany. We live in a nation, thank God, we still have freedom of religion. We need to keep our nation in prayer. But our answer is not in our nation. Our answer is in the kingdom. Please don't miss when Prophet Capuccio comes this Saturday. He is a prophet. He might have a word of the Lord for you. I don't know how he's going to operate. I trust him. I don't trust everybody behind the pulpit. I trust him. His integrity. The word of the Lord. He's said things to us that happened a couple years later. It's like so accurate. I'm glad he told us. Because would you just lift your hands with me this morning? Say this with me, Father God, I give all thanks and praise to you. I release hurt, disappointment, heartache, and loneliness. Help me to be all you called me to be. Help me to run after you. Like David said, as the deer panteth for the water brook, so my soul panteth for thee. I commit myself to you in the days remaining of my life to be a light, not to put a basket on it, but to go through the trials that you might be glorified. For you said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Give God one more praise. God bless you.